Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. I'm really excited today because I wanted to bring you behind the scenes on a little conversation that I had with my good friend, Bijal Patel. She is one of our amazing speakers at the Scale Up event in Nashville, April 19th to 20th. And she has an amazing podcast called the Own Your Brand Podcast. And she had me as her first ever guest speaker on the podcast. I was super honored. And we just have so much fun together. She brings out a really fiery, spicy side of me that I absolutely love. So I wanted to give you a little behind the scenes of what that episode sounds like.
All right. What's up, guys? Welcome to Own Your Brand. I have my good friend, client, badass mom and wife friend, Dr. Stephanie Wigner. And I am so pumped. She is our official very first numero uno guest on Own Your Brand. So let's give her a round of applause.
Yay. I'm so excited to be here. And by the way, I didn't know until we hopped on and I got like some of the reminders for the podcast that I was your first guest, and I am just so honored.
Yeah. Well, you know, we had to start out with a bang. So Stephanie, give the audience without holding back, because I'll correct you. What have you done with your life? Who are you and why should people pay attention?
Oh, wow. You're just kicking it. You're just going there.
Girl, I'm ready.
So I am a badass mom, entrepreneur, wife that really doesn't settle for mediocrity and is excited and empowered to take up space and help more women do the same and build lives and businesses that really set their souls on fire.
Yes. Yes. Okay. She didn't have enough time, y'all. The thing is, she doesn't have enough time to talk about her accolades. Tell me about the practice. Tell me what you got going on.
Yeah. So my husband and I are on the East Coast. We own and operate 4 chiropractic offices. Our newest one is already high 6 figures, but most of them have been around for 5 to 8 years. And we spend a lot of our time just being CEO of those. And then the rest of our time is spent as a family. So we've done a really good job of getting the practices to a place and bringing on teams that just can handle it so that we could really be where our genius is, which is just managing it and being the CEO and just checking in so that we can spend our time how we really want to while also getting a ton of time with our son.
It's amazing. And tell the crew about Bubba.
He is the cutest 2-year-old you've ever seen with the blondest hair.
The cutest. Like if y'all picture Abercrombie kids or like Gap kids, Bubba is like a Scandinavian baby somehow who landed in Jersey with like badass parents living his best life, looking as like he's like one of my fave babies.
Yeah, he does live his best life. Kyle, my husband, and I say all the time, like, we want to come back in our next life as Jet because he just travels the world and is weighted on hand and foot and just lives the good life.
He lives the good life. And that's because let's get into it. That is because, my friend Stephanie, you have designed the good life for him. So Jet, he just turned 3, correct?
He just turned 2 in October. Okay. Yeah, so he's about 2.5. Mm-hmm.
So talk to the audience. You are living, my friend, the 1% life. Mm-hmm. 1% life. And people talk about this. They want the wealth. They want the luxury. They want the freedom. They want to be a badass mom, but they want to be badass in business too. This is no side hustle for Stephanie. She lives and breathes this. Like if you're around her, she's always coming up with the next idea, next offer, next project while simultaneously lifting you up. And there's just not a lot of people who do that. So tell me about the time. When did you decide and commit that this was going to be the life that Jet lived?
Yeah. Thank you for saying that, because I think one of the things that I value myself on is like that I'm authentic. And, you know, we're in the consulting world together. So, you know, there's a bunch of fluff and, oh, I do this and I do that. And it's like, you can't actually back it up, right? Like you're living in your mom's basement or, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like we all had a starting point, you know, like if we want to go that way, we can, but like, I didn't have it easy. I really built this life that I have from the ground up, and it's anything but easy. And it's still, even though I've achieved this level of success, I think, you know, heavy wears the crown and whatever that saying is. And it's like, it's true. We just keep evolving and there's more responsibility that comes with that. And so you might go to my Instagram and be like, damn, the girl's traveling again. But it's like, you have no idea. I literally need that mental break in order to be in charge of everything else that I have going on. Right. Yeah. And so, yeah, I think for me, it was just, I always knew I was destined for more. I always knew I was not the same as my peers. I always had this inner knowing that what everybody else was willing to settle for, I wasn't. And so that was even like manifesting my husband. Like, I'm not saying that I didn't date duds. I think we all go through a phase, but it was like, I'm not marrying a fucking dud. I'm going to marry the man of my dreams, you know? And that's how I carry myself through all aspects of my life. Like when I decided I was going to go full blown in consulting, I wasn't going to just build a company to produce 10K a month. Like I'm going all into building a multi-million dollar company as a second option, right? Aside from the practices, because I'm not here to just be kind of good at something. And so I think for most, and I don't want to generalize, but I think for most entrepreneurs, they're just trying to get to that coveted, like, oh, this feels good. And don't really ever push past that. Like I hate being comfortable. I love being content. So I say like, I am so content in my life. If I never received another thing, I am beyond blessed, beyond grateful. Thank you for this life. Like, so grateful. However, I could stay in my comfort zone. I had the practices, right? Like, I could have been like, cool, I got 6- and 7-figure businesses. But it was like, no, but I'm too comfortable doing that. I've mastered that now. What else can I go on to achieve? And I think that that is the difference from even the top 20% of entrepreneurs to the top 1%.
Let's go. Let's go. Y'all hear this? This is the type of friend you need in your life. That's what you're missing. When you don't have a Stephanie Wigner in your life, you are playing smaller. You are adapting. Girlfriend, you can be the mom that's crushing it. You can be amazingly present. You can be feminine with your husband and masculine in your business and any and whichever way you want to do it. But what Stephanie is talking to us about is she set the standard higher for herself. She didn't say, I want to make it to the 20%. She laughed and golfed at 10K months because she's not, because that may not be right for you. So don't get it twisted. And by the way, if you're listening to this podcast, you already can't be twisted, or you can just hit unsubscribe because I could give a fuck. Okay. I'm here to build the 1%. I'm not here to entertain mediocrity. You can go elsewhere for that. But when you decide like Stephanie and commit, I am going to be the 1% out of the top 20%, everything else snapped into place for you, Stephanie. And so when I think about this and how you have continuously built yourself in your career, this is so inspiring to people. And it just literally, I talk to you and I get fired up. So I imagine that happens around you. Tell me a bit about when you decided, okay, I've got the chiropractic on lock. I've got 4 locations. Me and Kyle are crushing it. We met in school together. You guys are a literal power couple. And I'm going to ask about him in a minute. But for now, is what drove you to get into the coaching side? When were you like, yeah, because many people would have said you were already in the top 1%. Girl, you are in the top 1% of chiropractors for sure. You've already done the time freedom, luxury freedom. What incepted this desire within you to be like, I'm going to go coach chiros on how they can build their dream practice?
Yeah, I think honestly, it's a love for chiropractic. Like I truly, truly just love that as my first profession. And at the basis of everything I do, I believe that people are healthier. So it was like, how could I get this message out to more people? And also it was like this desire to help more people, one through chiropractic, but financial freedom. Like there is nothing that lights my soul on fire more than getting on the phone with a chiropractor and, you know, she has her business and maybe she's doing like 15, 20K months and she's doing a great job and she has a family. family. And it's like, do you know the effect of her making 60K a month, what that will do for her children? Like, that's the kind of shit that fires me up, but also could bring me to tears, because that is changing generations. That's building a legacy. That is providing an environment for an entire family that I might not ever meet. Right. Yeah. But by giving those foundations to another woman who can help lead her family to greater impact, that is when I started thinking about that bigger vision. And, you know, just I work with men and women, and a lot of them are leading families. I tend to surround myself with people who have families a high value. And it's just like the impact on that families is immeasurable. And that just gets me so excited.
I love that. I'm going to take this down a rabbit hole that I feel coming through. And I don't know who better to talk to about this than you. Talk to me, because you and your husband, Kyle, are like so on point, so in love, like the chemistry is off the chain. And I'm a lover of love. And so happily married women, first time married, like my husband, he's a life partner. He's not just like, Sethel is a life partner. He's not my husband or my like blah, 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 life partner. So all the words. And I love observing you and Kyle, because I watched you guys from when I've known you, which has been over a year, build an empire while keeping the spark alive. Like if you are next to you two, you can feel it. So I just kind of come stand near so I can get some of that, you know, little bit of vibration going. Now let's cut it real. What you said, I want to help women also lead their families. And I've got some people who feel so staunchly opposed to women leading their family because it's in the Bible or whatever religion they're in or societal program. What is your belief system on women leading a family or co-leading a family? And how does that play out in your relationship?
Yeah. So I think one, when we suppress the matriarch of the family, we are suppressing the family as a whole. And whether that's from a financial perspective, whether that's from an emotional perspective, whatever it is, like if you suppress the woman leading the family, you are doing so much damage that cannot be undone. And two, on the flip side of that, I'm married to a man who is very secure in himself. Whereas when I was like, hey, babe, I'm going to, you know, launch this consulting business and I'm going to have to be in the face a lot more. It's on podcast. It's out there. Like most of our shit's going to be exposed. I'm good because our foundation's good, but are you okay with being in the limelight a little bit more? And he's like, yeah. And he's kind of the guy that flies behind the scenes. Like, you don't, like if you meet him, you're like, oh, he's an alpha, but like you don't see him promoting on social and stuff like that. Right. He's so secure in himself. He's willing. He trusts me, right? And I think that that's where a lot of people miss the mark. They're so focused on competing for who is the head of the family. It's not like what's in the best interest of our family. And one of the things about Kyle and I too, because he's so behind the scenes, people don't know how much of a powerhouse he is. Like this is my favorite thing for you and I to talk about, Bijal, because it just cracks me up. I remember the first time you said it to me and you met us in person and you were like, oh girl, you ain't married to no beta bitch. And I was like dying. And I was like, oh my God, Bijal, nobody has ever said that to me before. And you're like, oh girl, you knew what you were doing. I was like, damn right I did. Like, you know, and I think the beautiful thing about Kyle and I is we each feel like we hit the jackpot with each other. Like he thinks he's the lucky one. I'm like, absolutely not. I'm the lucky one. And that's not like fake. Like you can feel that, you know? And because of that, we've built this beautiful relationship that like you can't fuck with, you can't penetrate. And when I have my worst days, he's the first person I go to. When I'm having my best day, he's the first person I go to. And at the heart of it, he's my best friend and he is my biggest cheerleader. And there's a lot of times when you're out in your front and center and there's a lot of judgment that comes with that. And you have to like gut check yourself and you're like, wait, is what they're saying real? Like, is this true? And he's always the first person to build me up and be like, babe, you're the fucking best. Fuck everybody. And I'm like, whether I believe it or not, like his confidence in me like pushes me forward. And I say, I think our success comes from having each other as like this key, like this missing link. And I think in a world of feminism and all of that, it's like, girl, you don't need a man. And I'm like, I don't need one, but I sure in the fuck want one that has my back through thick and thin.
Girl, let's go. Okay. Just like Someone come to fucking Houston and fan me down, hug me, and then let's cuddle on the sofa. Like, oh my God, that is so good. No, we did not marry beta bitches. And that's when I knew, okay, we're going to have a deep friendship and it's going to be long. But like, there's so many highlights that you just said there that we need to just unpack. Like, first of all, you and Kyle both won the jackpot, and not suppressing the matriarchy is you guys both rise together. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. It's like, I don't actually identify as a feminist. And I think a lot of people might have that confused. Maybe it's the wealth. Maybe it's the deep voice. I don't give a fuck. Like, we are rich and we're wealthy and we have each other's back. And it's time for a new dialogue. And to say that we won the jackpot, and so our energies are going up together. And I have absolutely observed you guys in person, and you nailed it on the head when you said the reason this works for you guys is because Kyle is secure in Kyle. And so even if you look like the face of the brands and you're out there running to the events and it's your social media popping, first of all, We me and Stephanie are like sisters. So we talk about this. Kyle looks like a Greek god. Like, we discuss this as a part of the brand. Like, he's got his shit on lock and she's gorgeous. And she just, just catches your eye. They're a beautiful couple, but that's not the part. There are a lot of beautiful couples that I have no fucking interest being close to at all. But the way that you guys support each other in their strengths, and it doesn't matter who's front facing and who's leading on the backside, it's a yin and yang that comes together and builds each other up. When our back's against the wall, we're face down and we have all of those doubts and insecurities that come with going higher and higher up, which leads me to, how the hell did you build up Wealthy Practitioner, your new coaching consulting brand that focuses on chiropractors, both men and women? How the heck did you build that up so quickly? Like, what has it been, like a year? Tell me about what happens in that brand and how did it happen so quickly?
Well, I had some good friends in my ear, like Bijal, being like, stop being vanilla, stop. Because when, you know, one of our powerful conversations that we had is you were like, you are a powerhouse in person and you are not coming across that way online. You keep it vanilla. You make sure everybody's happy. You make sure it's butterflies and roses, you know? And I was like, wow, you know, that's an actually really interesting observation, because the people who are closest to me know that I say what's on my mind 24/7. And I don't do it rudely. It's just like, if you're going to ask my opinion, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. But that's also one of my superpowers, is like, I can see something inside of somebody that, one, they don't see inside of themselves, or two, I can explain it or pull it out in a way that it just connects all the dots for them, right? And you have a very similar superpower, I think. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.